I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Monday, July 7th. A third person has died after a violent head-on crash on Route 28 in Milton. Crash happened Saturday on Randolph Avenue. The Norfolk County DA's office says 47-year-old Charles O'City of Mattapan died at a Boston hospital. 71-year-old Diane Myers and her son, 39-year-old Jonathan, died at the scene. The crash left debris scattered across the road. The road was shut down for hours. The crash was so violent that the engine from one of the vehicles landed 20 yards away from the rest of the car. Officials reported that two vehicles collided and a third was struck by the debris. The exact cause of the crash is still under investigation. Police in Boston and Milton are investigating after two people were injured by gunfire overnight on Saturday. Officers of the Milton Police Department were sent to the Wharf Street area at about 4 a.m. They found one victim who was taken to a Boston hospital by ambulance. Video from the scene showed several vehicles and numerous evidence markers within the boundaries marked by yellow crime scene tape. Investigators were seen photographing the area. A second victim was found in the area of 859 Adams Street in Dorchester. Boston police said they were taken to a hospital for treatment of non-life-threatening injuries. The Milton police are working with the state police and the Boston police on the investigation. Boston police originally said that a third gunshot victim took themselves to the hospital, but Milton police later said that victim is not believed to be related. Well, there are fresh concerns that the production of new red and orange line MBTA cars could slow down at the Springfield plant where they're being built, as CRRC, the Chinese-based company that owns that facility, faces a new problem. In May, a number of car shells and other components shipped from China were detained by U.S. Customs and Border Protection. CRRC is responding to allegations from Customs that it violated the Forced Labor Prevention Act. Both the manufacturer and the MBTA confirm that production on the new rail cars continues. The T said there are enough car shells and components to keep the production line moving at least through the end of the year. The MBTA said 46 new redline cars have been delivered, with 22 more in various stages of production in Springfield, and the final batch of 152 new orange line cars are set to be delivered in early fall. Well, summer vacation has barely started for most school kids, but there is an urgent call for generous families to do some back-to-school shopping right now in the name of helping children in need. Interfaith Social Services of Quincy is facing a tight deadline, just a couple of weeks, to fill nearly 1,000 backpacks with school supplies for local children. That way, when families arrive at the food pantry in August, the children can leave with a bag of groceries and a brand new book bag filled with supplies they usually are unable to afford. For 80 years, Interfaith Social Services has been providing free healthy food, hygiene products, diapers, seasonal items, and other supplies to families on the South Shore. And for the past 15 years, Interfaith has partnered with the community to give out backpacks full of classroom supplies to 800-plus school-age children who are fed through the pantry each month. Interfaith is counting on the community for help, especially families looking to do some good. If you'd like to help but are unable to go shopping in person, you can visit Interfaith's website and visit their Amazon wish list. Interfaith provides mental health counseling, homeless prevention, Halloween costumes, and diaper collections, in addition to their summer backpack drive. The Quincy Public Schools Summer Food Service Program begins today. Free lunches will be provided to all children 18 and under at five different locations with no registration or income requirements. The meals are offered Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Parker Elementary School cafeteria, Southwest Middle School, Ward 2 Community Center, Snug Harbor School, and the Montclair Elementary School gym. The meals must be eaten on-site. The program will run through August 22nd. Well, starting this morning, Massachusetts courts and prosecutors will begin facing a disruptive new impact of the ongoing public defender work stoppage, and it could result in defendants walking free. The Supreme Court issued a ruling last week invoking the LaValle Protocol, which could result in hundreds of criminal defendants being set free due to a lack of legal representation. Many bar advocates, independent attorneys who represent 80% of defendants who can't afford a lawyer, stopped accepting cases in May. The action came as the state refused to raise pay rates for the attorneys, who could make double in neighboring states. The protocol mandates that any defendant who's been held for 7 days without representation be released from custody. After 45 days, anyone still without a lawyer would have their case dismissed, at least temporarily. The first affected cases in Suffolk County will be addressed in court today, and the first related hearings in Middlesex County are scheduled for Wednesday. 145 defendants will hit the 45-day mark by the end of July. Those are all cases that are now in danger of being dismissed because of lack of representation. In Massachusetts, bar advocates are paid $65 an hour. It does not include benefits, retirement, or overhead. Some surrounding states pay public defenders double that rate. Well, 5 granite monuments and a granite bench will be dedicated at the site of the former Beachcomber nightclub on Quincy Shore Drive tomorrow. Monty Ackerman Granite Company of Quincy was the only bidder on the project to create the monuments, which were installed recently and covered up before tomorrow's ceremony. The monuments will pay tribute to the club that first opened in 1959 and closed in 2015. Famous acts including Louis Armstrong, Duke Ellington, Tony Bennett, and more recently Jay Leno, Linda Ronstadt, and the Dropkick Murphys have all performed at the Beachcomber. The city purchased the property after the building was torn down in 2021 for $2.25 million and set aside another $850,000 to create the park. Tomorrow's dedication ceremony is set for 2 p.m. A check of business news this morning, and stocks are higher. The Dow is up 344 points. The NASDAQ rose 207. The S&P is up 51. Asian stocks mostly fell. The dollar rose. The euro is lower. Oil at $66 a barrel. Sports: Red Sox complete a sweep of the Nationals with a 6-4 victory yesterday. They're back home tonight at 7 against the Colorado Rockies. Today's forecast from the National Weather Service: it's partly cloudy and hot and humid, the high near 90 degrees. There is a heat advisory in effect through 8 o'clock tonight. This evening, lows drop off to the lower 70s. Tomorrow, another warm, muggy day with some afternoon storms and a high of 89. Wednesday, mainly cloudy, high 77, and some showers Thursday, high 75. Out on the water, waves 2 feet, southwest winds 10 to 15 knots, and a high tide 9:49 a.m. Sunrise 5:14, sets at 8:22. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Monday, July 7th.